welcome to another episode of the Queen of Lap Podcast Show.
When I've been down and a down is up, when your half a glass looks like a half a cup, when you're running into dentists and everywhere you turn, well, seize the opportunity, live and learn. Hey,
anybody have any amazing people in their family? Like blind people with one arm, hearing impairing, people who can't hear, or just ordinary Special Olympians, who can do amazing stuff that you thought you never can do.
Everybody seems to play, well, it's a life lesson, cause
that game is hell. Judgmental people with disability, people with handicap, journey. You shouldn't do that. And do you think people with disability, like blind people in wheelchairs, and hearing impaired, even people with this learning disorder, think they go to jail? Do they learn? Do you think they can play basketball? Think they can sing? Do you think they can dance? A guy has one leg, one original leg, and one replacement leg, but he can dance, just like Michael. Think that's possible? Or are you just one of those judgmental people who think people with disabilities can't do nothing? Wait till you live. Listen to this on YouTube. Then we'll talk about it. So let's get started. Welcome to another edition of the Queen of Lap Show. Yeah. Well, I've been judged because my learning disorder, development disability and all. But hey, it's part of life, you know? People are going to judge you, you know. They want to test you and see what you can do and all, you know. I mean, question is, why I'm 52 years old and still trying to get a driver's license? Because there were some people who think that I can't drive, and there still is some people. I ain't gonna mention their names or who they are and all. But it's people still think that I can't drive, because that's why I don't have my car. And thanks for my son, he's living proof of that knowledge, because he's my son. That means he know how to drive, I know how to drive, right? People do believe that, right? Yeah, okay. So anything this father can do, the son can do. Anything the father did, the son gonna do, right? Right. So some people believe that. Not true, but some people believe that. Because sometimes the father falls short. He do things uncredible, but the son, he goes a different path. He goes to school, he finished school, he finished high school, he go to college, and he goes on. But the father went down a path that his son never went down. And, you know, some fathers have an attitude of it. Some fathers are so grateful that he didn't go down that path. Other fathers, like, still, how he would be my son? He didn't do what I do. You know? And so, yeah. And this is what I'm talking about, people with disability. And I have a learning disorder. I went to the Special Olympics. City Games, State Games, and the National Games. That's right. But my son Michael, Ashley and Candace, Myra, and Jessica all went to regular school. Now, at, they was in special ed. I don't know about Michael or Jessica. Michael or Myra. I'm sure they probably was even in regular class. But the other kids was in special ed. But they turned out right. Including Donald. And smart others. Well, a lot smart. I mean, they were very smart. And everybody thought Michael, because his siblings, his brothers and sisters was like that. Everybody thought he was going to be like that. I wasn't like that. I went to regular school. I went to Calvin Rockwell, School 256. Right here, across the street from ShopRite. You know? It opened in 1980. It was named after a motorcycle police officer named Calvin Rockwell. He was killed. My teachers was named Miss Jeffrey, Miss Cook, Principal Mr. Spaff. So, anybody from Baltimore who went to school back then, from Howard Park to Town Broadwell, you know that I'm telling the truth, Mr. Spaff. Anybody been in Mr. Cook, Miss Cook class, Miss Coates class? She was the kindergarten teacher. She was my teacher at Howard Park, and she the one who helped my grandmother get me into Chimes. She saw that little, me falling behind. So she told my grandmother about it, tried to catch me up and everything. It took a while, you know, but Chimes went in bad school because we learned everything too. We learned science, we learned math, and all that. Even though it was a special education school, we learned. We learned the same thing. The other schools learned. We had the same classes. We had reading classes, math classes, science classes, classes that we didn't want to learn. Yeah, and we're normal kids, you know? Like I said, I went to the Special Olympics. I ain't afraid. I ain't shy about it, you know? The heck with what people think, you know? City, state, and international games, you know? And so proud that I represent my city and my state and my country. Me, on the Maryland ski team, Alpine, downhill, 1989, 3 medals. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing because people like us don't get the credit that we need. And sometimes Hollywood, sometimes recording artists and record labels don't even hire people like me or blind people and stuff. Stevie Wonder, Ray Charles, and many more was the lucky ones. And Stevie Wonder, he was handicapped because he was blind, but he's a national, international superstar. Still today, you know? His mother didn't let one time for that bull crap. She saw something in her son. She made it happen. He signed with Motel, and the rest was history. If you don't believe me, pull it up. Read the story about Stevie Wonder. Read the story about Ray Charles. His mother said, don't let nobody make you a crip. And you saw the movie Ray? Jamie Foxx played Ray? You saw that movie? Remember the part he said, boy, don't let nobody make you a crip. Don't let nobody tell you that you're stupid and slow. And, you know, the drugs got to him, got to Ray and all. But, you know, that's Hollywood. You know, that's what I call, they'll accept you, they'll chew you, and they'll spit you out. All kinds of ways they'll spit you out. But it was a disability, you know? Now, everybody thinks that blindness is a disability, that you got to go to special things. Nope. And the reason that I'm achieving, what I want to do, like this podcast, YouTube channel, writing, because Ray Charles, Stevie Wonder, and a lot more people was my icon, my role model. Michael was too, but those people was in the same boat that I was. Even though I can see, do things on my own and everything, you know? And so, if this basketball player meet the one-armed basketball, NBA basketball player. Now, this is on YouTube. Go to YouTube, and it's called Meet the One-Armed Kid NBA Basketball. Fear. And it says fear. I'm going to let y'all listen to this. Then we're going to talk more about it. Then I'm going to ask you questions and stuff like that. Do you have people, amazing people in your family who's blind, can't hear, but they can sing their butts off. They can dance their butts off. They can make stuff that you can't even possibly think of making. They can do things on computers that you probably thought they never had a chance of doing. They can drive, and you never thought they can drive. Okay? Let's get started. Here you go. I'm going to play a little bit of it.
AAUC, racking up hundreds of thousands of followers, and is well on his way to making the NBA.
Are you a podcaster? Okay, we're going to go on to commercial. I'm going to skip the commercial. And go back to the...
With one arm, this is Hansel Emanuel, the one-armed kid NBA player.
Hansel Emanuel.
See, Hansel's story starts in 2004, when he was born in Los Minas, Santo Domingo. This is one of the most dangerous slums in the Dominican Republic. And if life wasn't already hard enough, things got a whole lot worse in 2009, when Hansel was just 60 years old. One day after school, he was playing outside and decided
Wells.
To climb an old brick
his
wall.
His name is Hansel.
All of a sudden, Amel it collapsed on his
Wells.
Left arm, leaving him trapped and helpless for over 2 hours. And by the time help could arrive, Hansel was unconscious and barely clinging on to life. So he was rushed to the local hospital, where doctors discovered that every nerve in his arm was completely destroyed, leaving him with only one solution, amputation. And the very next day, Hansel woke up from surgery a completely different kid. But despite his new condition, one thing remained the same, Hansel's love for the game of basketball. See, basketball was the one thing that made Hansel happy. It gave him purpose, and he fell in love with the sport so much that he told himself one day he'd make it to the NBA. Problem was, the kid sucked, and he has one arm now, and everyone in Los Mitos was doubting him.
This kid had one arm.
Hansel started practicing his game day and night, honing his craft.
He was one from the worst countries.
By 2019,
poor country on earth.
Hansel started dominating the street ball scene.
Hansel, he was pretty good. Hansel was pretty good in
this. Had it all. But if Hansel was going to make it to the NBA, he needed to get their attention first. And what better way to do that than going viral? So in 2019, he started his first Instagram account and did what any teenager would do to get clout. Go ham on the gram. Posting workout pics, highlights from his games, even flexing his new Louis belt. And by August of 2019, boy Hansel got his first viral post. This clip went viral, being shared by Overtime and Bleacher Report. Overnight, Hansel's highlights went from hundreds of views to hundreds of thousands. This is exactly what he needed to launch himself into the mainstream. So in 2020, with people desperate to hear about Hansel's story, he was invited by the Color Vision Network for his first ever TV interview, where he revealed to the world his dreams of playing in the NBA. And luckily, there was one guy watching that could help make that happen. Moises Michel. See, Moises was a longtime family friend of Hansel's. But most importantly, he just gotten a job coaching high school basketball in Florida. So the next day, Moises reached out to Hansel and gave him a scholarship to play for the Life Christian Academy Lions. And with this, Hansel went to La Isabela International Airport and boarded the first flight to America. This was the biggest opportunity in Hansel's entire life. If he could prove himself against actual NBA prospects in America, he'd have a real shot at joining the NBA. But as soon as Hansel stepped foot in the U.S., he was hit with a wall of doubt. This time, from his own teammates. See, in January of 2021, Hansel showed up to his first practice at Life Christian Academy. And aside from Coach Moises, no one knew who Hansel was. They just saw him as this foreign kid who only had one arm. So they overlooked Hansel, thinking he didn't have what it took to be a great basketball player. And at first, it seemed like they were right. The team was doing a drill where, if a player missed a shot, they were forced to do push-ups. And Hansel missed his first layup, so the entire team thought he was done for. That he would just give up, walk off the court, and go home. But instead, Hansel dropped to the floor and silenced every doubter in that gym.
That's you. I'll help you. And he did 20 push-ups on one hand.
What did you think in that moment?
That boy did 21 hits.
He changed everybody.
21 push-ups with one hand.
My players, they all was like, well, I want to be better.
These 20 push-ups earned Hansel the respect of the entire Lions team. And from this day forward,
wow,
he not only became the heart and soul of the Life Christian Academy, but he also started dominating on the court, averaging 26 points, 11 rebounds, 7 assists, 3 blocks, and 3 steals per game. All while leading Life Christian Academy to a Florida State championship. And with this kind of success, Hansel earned himself an even greater opportunity. He was recruited to play against NBA caliber prospects for one of the top AAU teams in the entire country, SOH Elite. So Hansel was officially one step closer to achieving his dream. And now, it was do or die. Because if he couldn't dominate on a national stage, everyone would think he just isn't skilled enough, and he'd never make it to the NBA. So Hansel showed up to his very first AAU game with the weight of the world on his shoulders. And what did he do? Well, scoring 12 straight points in just 40 seconds, leading the SOH Elite
wow
to a comeback
he
victory
scored
20 his first
points
game
in 48
and from
seconds.
From this point on, Hansel was unstoppable, performing at such a high level that just a few months later, he was selected to play in the AAU's All-Star Tournament, where the best of the best in high school basketball compete for a national championship. And it was at this point that Hansel started going mainstream. I'm talking ESPN articles, appearances on Ball's Life, shoutouts from Shaquille O'Neal. The dude even had his own documentary air during halftime of the 2021 NBA Finals. And this kid's name was being echoed across the world. But, hold up. Let's be honest for a second. Hansel's famous now, and that's cool, but his dream wasn't to have millions of followers. His dream was to make it to the NBA. And there's just no way a one-armed kid can achieve a goal like that. Or at least, that's what Hansel was starting to believe. Because despite the high school offer, the AAU recruitment, and all of his popularity, there was still one more thing he needed to continue his basketball journey and make it to the NBA. A Division I college scholarship. Because if he didn't play against college competition, scouts would never see him as NBA material. And as he looked around and saw other players throughout the country finally get their scholarship offers, Hansel had none. So it seemed like his NBA dreams were dead. Until August 12, 2021, when Hansel got a letter in the mail that would change his life forever. It was his first Division I scholarship offer to play college basketball at Tennessee State University, guaranteeing himself a spot to play at the highest level of the NCAA. And following his D1 offer, Hansel got another life-changing opportunity, the chance to practice one-on-one with Kyrie Irving. So he's well on his way to achieving his dream of becoming the first ever one-armed player in NBA history. Damn. This kid is truly special. He's living, breathing proof that no matter who you are or what you're going through, you can achieve anything you set your mind to.
See that? Even
things that the world says is impossible. But our boy Hansel still got a lot to prove, because his journey to the NBA is just getting started.
So guys, what this video is about, it don't matter who your brother is, sister, mom and dad. Just because they went to special ed school, went to a Special Olympics, went to a special ed and class and all, it do not mean that you're going to go do the same thing. Unless you having the same problems with reading, writing, and so on. But if that, God bless you with that gift of wisdom and smartness, man, you definitely gonna achieve your goals. Okay? It don't matter if your father went to the Special Olympics. It don't matter if your mom was special ed and never worked, or they went through stuff, you know. It don't mean that you're going to have the same thing they're going to have. It's been proven over and over and over. But some people in this world just don't get that. You know, they just, because the father have a little special skin disease that turn his skin bad and all, make his face look bad, that the kid's going to come out like that too. No. And because the father was light-skinned once, and then the skin disease with this stuff on him turned his skin dark and stuff like that. And some people don't even know nothing about the disease. They go make things up and stuff. And, you know, and then they look at the mother, think she's so intelligent, she's so bright, she can do things. The father, he's a danger to his children and all. He has to be on this thing and all. He has to have two guys to come and visit him and all. I'm just giving an example. It could be a blind person. It could be a person can't hear. A person don't have no arm or legs, and he wanna drive, you know. But family, friends, so-called social workers, and people, social workers, and all them put in your life, they crowd you up into a corner, and then lay things out and say, "This is what you can do, and this is the only thing you can do." Which, you go to watch this video right here. This is one of a billion videos that keep coming out in the world to prove, no matter where you come from, who you are, what you can do, or what you can't do, if you got a goal, if you see a far star, and you want to go reach it and grab it, videos like this, achievements like this, you need to go find them and look at them. I don't care who you are. Special Olympics, person lost his arm or legs, or I just can't get the math or reading right. I can read at a certain point. It's not on a kindergarten, elementary school level either. I can read. And technology is so well now. I let the computer read the Bible to me, then I'll read it back to the computer. That's how I do it, you know? And there's big words, there's really mighty words in the Bible. And I'll be using them on some people. See how intelligent they are. But this thing that it's not true, because if it's not true, just because your kid go to special ed, it's not true. And then you be told that that's the only thing he do is be working at McDonald's or clean toilet bowls and stuff like that. That person, and he telling you that I want to write a book or I want to be this. Listen to him and her, okay? Listen to him. Because you just don't know. Well, God bless that person with, your child with, okay? That's a gift. That's the gift from God. That's the gift he had. He want to play basketball. He want to play football. He had one arm. He want to play basketball. He had one arm. Support him. Support him or her. I don't care. There's women out there too. Girls out there. He's blind. She's blind. Support him. Don't look at him as a third class person, but they're not a third class person. Matter of fact, we are first class. We ain't third class because all the privileges that we have and some normal people don't have. So that makes us first class. Because the federal government in the states, whoever have a disability, by the Disability Act of America, whoever have a disability are first class citizens. Like it or not, you're blind, you can't hear, or you go to school with special aid and all, you're first class citizen. Most other people are going to look at you third class and going to tell you, oh, he can't do that. He can't do that. So, and some of them will speak up for themselves and say, yes, I can. You know, other people won't need other people. They need other people to speak up for him to say, yeah, he can do that. And some counselors, someone will speak up for their clients and tell other people in their family, yeah, he can do it. I see them do it. You know, but some of them won't. And get them a piece of jobs that they have to give up, making paycheck to paycheck and giving it to these programs, and they pay, act like they paying the, well, they pay the rent for them, and you sit here on allowance, and this is what they want you to be for the rest of your life, you know? They pay your rent, and whatever's left over, they give it to you, $35, $40, $100, and say, this is all you can afford, you know? But you want to drive a car. You want to go to college. You want to learn more. And they saying, oh, you can't afford this. Or you can't afford that. And you got some people won't speak up for you. The one-on-one won't speak up for you. The community person. Sometimes, I'm just saying, I have people that will, you know. I mean, I know Henry and Tim. They have spoke up for me. You know, they had offered for me, you know, about things, you know, especially him. I have no doubt about that. No doubt. You know, and that's why Henry don't come over every day. He don't come over, do this and do that, because he already know I'm a grown man. He saw the things that I can do. He saw the things that he, you know, he can go about his day with his family and all. Now, if something goes wrong, like a water leak or something, you know, I either call the my landlord, or I call him to call the landlord or something. You know, like the dentist appointment. First time going back to the dentist, I had to ask him to go with me just in case, you know. But now, everything's cool. Dentist right up the street. I just go to the dentist. You know, I think I still owe the dentist money. Well, I'll take care of that when I go back next year. But he went to the dentist with me. I didn't have the money to pay the dentist because I thought my insurance would pay for it, you know. But insurance don't pay for that. And I thought the dentist insurance would pay the whole thing. Because the doctor insurance that I have paid my whole doctor's thing. So I thought it worked like that too for the dentist. The insurance will pay the whole thing for the dentist as well as the doctor. But I'm supposed to pay half, and the insurance supposed to pay half for the dentist. So, and anybody have dentist insurance and medical insurance from that work, y'all know what I'm saying. Don't have to sit here and explain to you. But anyway, this thing, to me, some members of families and friends, and close friends, I mean, you see somebody that has screen talent, you need to jump right on it, okay? You need to jump right on it immediately. And that person could take you places, you know? I don't care who they are, okay? It don't matter. And I've seen things that's not true. Seen things that some people should not be in programs, was just so smart they should not be in chimes or art. I'm just saying, I'm just bringing up all risk off. You know, these some of the programs that I had to deal with. Beautiful programs, wonderful programs for the people who do need them, you know. And yeah, it helped me out, and I mean, they got me through things when I was married and all, because I actually did need those programs when I was married. And I look back and say, yeah, thank God I had art and chimes and Richcroft when I was married to Candy. And boy, just imagine if I didn't have those programs. So sometimes, things that you don't want, God knows that you need. And he'll keep you there. Even though you don't want to be there, he'll keep you there. Because he knows you need him. Because he already knows what's going to happen. You don't. And from chimes to art, from Rich Cross, Candy couldn't touch this. You know? And she tried. You know? She tried. And when I was real young, when I was Michael age, I left one program that I shouldn't have never left. It was Chimes, the Chimes Work Program, Employment Program. And anybody in Baltimore or in Washington, D.C. know about Chimes. And they have who got family members to work for Chimes know it's a remarkable program. And it started back in 1947. Haha, didn't know that. I know that. Told you I went to Chimes School. And yeah, but I read it on the internet too. But I did know that because Mr. Ashmore told me that they started back in 1947. And I even saw the original pictures of the children. They had pictures in the book of the kids that went to Chimes from the 40s, 60s. 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s. Kids that came before me, I saw that they have a picture album. And I saw the picture album. And I don't know if they still have that picture album. And I might be in there, you know. And yeah, History of the Chimes, you know, might be in that picture album. And anybody from the Chimes who worked at the Chimes School on 1801 Donbury Road, I mean, who's listening to this, or people who work there, that work at the Pentagon, that work at the employment center now, or have parents that work there, y'all know what I'm talking about too. Or even the clients. Y'all in y'all 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s, y'all know what I'm talking about. Some of y'all probably do remember me, Corey Whitlock. That was a capital C. And I wish y'all never left that program. I mean, Chimes was, it was okay. I still don't get the Chimes support a living thing. You know, I hated that. I just hated being in there. They did us wrong. The Chime employment is, it's okay. Richcroft and Chimes is the two. It's really the two that connects to me, you know, because Ashley and Candace is on that with me, Richcroft. And that's why I'm on, that's why I choose to went to Richcroft, you know. Candy, she could have had the same thing too, you know. She decided she want to be super amazing person and free food, free trips to work, free trips to the doctor's appointment, or you can get somebody to take you to the doctor. They'll sign somebody to take you. Candy would have had all of that if she would have graduated from school. She would have had a fine person, a one-on-one like I got, like Henry. And she would have had that too. And we would have combined that together. And it would have been nothing we could have touched. You know, those two amazing people would be working with us would put their minds together because we had kids and they would make things happen. God would probably bless her with an amazing person like Henry is. You know, he'll probably bless her with an amazing woman just like Henry is. And it would have happened. You know, Candy had everything. Candy is the mother of my children. She had everything. She can get on the bus for free. She can go in a cab. Ride anywhere in the city and county for $3. $3. Anybody who rode the cab know that you can't go anywhere from downtown to uptown for $3. Now tell me, you can go $3 to John Hopkins from here, from Liberty Heights to downtown to John Hopkins. $3. $3 there. And $3 back. $3. Y'all getting me what I'm doing with this? So this is what I mean by people with disability, blind, hearing impaired, handicapped, wheelchair, people with development disability, like reading and writing, learning disorder. We're first class citizens. All the stuff that we got, you know? And it's really nice stuff, but sometimes nice stuff just don't get your dream. You know, these stuff they have for us and all, it's total nice, you know. But it's other stuff that you want to do and you told that you can't do it. When you try to rise, they'll slap your hand and push you down. You know, all my meetings, I kept telling them, I want to be a writer. They kept ignoring it. Every time I mention it, here come Tim. Okay, let's get regional. Regional. Let's get regional. What you mean, let's get regional? You know? I want to be a writer, you know? And especially with art, you know, when I told them that, they just frowned at their face and just looked the other way and hit me with little baby girls like, clean hygiene? Can he tell hot water from cold water? Can he tie his shoes? Can he know where? I just sit there and just look at him. You know, 16 years old, I mean, 21, 23, 27 years old, they should have been figuring out a way that they can get somebody to hire to teach me how to drive, you know, because I got kids. Why I keep putting us on the bus to go places? You know, I did all that stuff myself. I went on Craigslist, found me a product, tutor, a driver that I'm going to use next year. Passed my driving aid back in 2017, driver ed classes. Passed that 95, and I'm going to pass the skill test. I'm going to. When it's for the pandemic and everything, I probably would have had my driver license. You know? And on the Android phone, I download the practice thing that the MVA has, the practice test. And I just play that like a game now. Because I know all the answers. I'll always get a 100 on the written test. I get a 100 now because I know all the answers. When I do it, mix it up, I know all the answers. Yell, stop, highway signs, green, brown, all of them signs. What speed you go when you're going on the ramp, following the speed of the ramp, 25, 20. When you go on the highway, make sure you speed up. They ask you the question, when you go turn on the highway, do you go slow or do you speed up with the traffic? Speed up with the traffic and pull in the safe way. Make sure it's a safe way to pull in, you know? When you come off the ramp, you just make sure you speed up with the traffic. Get in your lane. Make sure it's a safe lane. Make sure the car is 50 feet in back of you. And make sure the other car is 50 feet in front of you. Just pull right in. Same way when you get in the middle lane and the fast lane. And same way when you want to get off the highway. And just go speed up the ramp. Sometimes the ramp is 25, 20, and you just go below that speed, you know, and so on, you know, and most people think I don't know that, but I do know that, and I just got a good memory, too, you know. I'm just amazed at some of the things that I could have learned. Some of this stuff is my fault, because, like I said, past episodes, I used to run home, throw my bag down, and start watching Star Trek and Lost in Space and all. When it used to come on Channel 45, WBFF, Captain Chesterby and Lost in Space, Star Trek. I watch it all the way to the time I get home, G.I. Joe, from 3 o'clock. All the way down to it's time for me to go to bed. And I do it all over again. On Ashley and them used to get me all the time. And, you know, I could have learned how to read more better. If I just put the remote control down, turn the TV off, and just learn the words, combine the words and stuff, I think I could have been a really good writer by now. And, you know, but most of it is my fault, you know, and also me not getting a driver license, most of it is my fault, too. Like I said, I used to throw my bag down, watch that Star Trek, the original Star Trek, you know, including the old Batman and all. And now I see where it got me, you know. And even when I was in my 20s and 30s, was video games. Didn't put the Dewey stick down. Could have got that driver license. So I'm not blaming it on nobody. I'm blaming it mostly on myself. I could have put that joystick down and got those driver licenses, you know. Went to driving aid, you know. Even before they started the driving aid, you had to go to driving aid. I could have just put it down, got that driver license. Could have found somebody to help me do the skill test, to practice that, you know. But, you know, it was really 96% my fault. And I don't care, you know. I'm still be off the ground. So that means God says, hey, here you go. You can do it. Go do it. You know? And this was amazing about this kid. This kid beat the one-armed kid from the NBA. And I seen a whole lot of kids when I went to school in Special Olympics. Amazing children. I mean, still today, I see miracles. I watch specials on TV of kids, athletes, and stuff like that. And people just don't look at people differently than you, okay? Never take nothing for granted. Never estimate no one until you get to know that person, okay? Because he have a skin disease with little bumps on the skin and all, don't mean he's real sick and all that stuff. He caught something stuff, you know? Computer trying to act up and everything. But this, you know, just watch it, okay? And give your niece, nephew, uncle, cousin, brother, sister, mom, dad, whatever credit they need. I don't care how old they are, where they are, what they done, or what they do. Give them credit, okay? Because they're going to get it. Some mothers and fathers dropped out of school when they was young. And they waited till their children finished school. Now the parents is in their 50s and 60s. Some 70s and 80s, and they're going back to school and getting their high school diploma and their GED. Now y'all get the picture? So I'm not the only one trying to get a driver's license. Because there's people my age right now who's older than me that's going to school right now, getting their high school diploma, getting their GED, getting their master's degree, okay? Because they saw their kids did it. Some of them saw their kids did it. You know? Or they challenge each other. You know? And both the parents said, I'll go back to school and finish school if you finish school. Some parents like that. Sit down with their kids and say, if you finish school, me and your mom are going to go back to school and finish school. Believe me, some people is like that. But we're going to wait till you done with school and in college. Then we're going to go back to school and college. We're still going to support you. And then we hope our kids support us. And some fathers and mothers say, you get your driver's license, I'm going to go get mine, too. Or you go back and learn how to read and write, learning and all that. I'm going to go back and learn how to read and write and get a better job. You know? And if this stories are amazing stories all around us, people. And I just can't believe that some people in the world is just so mean, you know. but they are. There are people in the world as me. And we're challenging, you know. It's just a lot of mean people in the world, and I just and I just can't believe that people is like that in the world, you know? And we got to support each other. No matter where we come from, we got to support each other. Okay? It's just, that's just the way it is. And on the next tape, I'm just going to talk to you about people with disability to go to jail, who commit murder, steal, and rob, and just follow the bad crowd, and just do bad things to make their family go crazy. So just leave a like, go to YouTube, go to Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and leave a comment, especially on YouTube. I read those comments on YouTube and Facebook, sometimes Twitter and Instagram. Subscribe to the channel. Put a like on this thing. Like I said, I'd like to thank all my listeners from California to Chicago and all. Keep listening, guys. Keep listening, okay? This is a good show. Keep listening. I want all of y'all to keep coming back. Okay, because it seems like my ratings are still up, still going strong, and still good in Illinois, and still good in California, still real good in Maryland, and New York, and this is Columbia, need y'all to start listening more, Rhode Island, thank you, but yeah, I'm black man, I'm African American. I'm an independent, and please start listening more, and South Dakota, y'all doing really good, but need a little on Oklahoma, Cleveland, I know probably Cleveland, Oklahoma, no, it's, what's the city of that, Denver? If he, whatever that city name is, but it's doing pretty good there. It starts with a D. It's D-U-B-L-I-N, I guess, Dildoville, Oklahoma. But thank y'all anyway for listening. New Orleans, Oregon. Thank y'all for listening. Porkin. I think I'm saying it right. Yeah. Looking at the United States. Oregon. Yeah, Oregon. Yeah, Portland, Oregon. Y'all guys out there, Portland, Oregon. I think I'm saying it right, guys. I'm going to be visiting all these states anyway, so going across the country. So I still like to thank y'all. And two downloads is better than none, you know. But still, tell your friends and family, co-workers and all, the Quay with Life podcast show. Tell them about it and spread the news for me, okay? Thank you for all my promoters and sponsors, and especially iHeartRadio and Speaker. Thanks, family, friends. Merry Christmas, family. Mom, Dad, Bryant, Lisa, nieces and nephews. Love y'all. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. I know I keep saying I'm going to call y'all. I never do. But let's keep hope alive, okay? Keep praying for me. Uncle Harry, Aunt Alice, keep hope alive. I know, I never call. I know. I did visit Aunt Nancy on Christmas because Michael and Ashley was there. And I'm going to, Uncle Harry, Aunt Alice, y'all listening, I'm going to try to get your address. And I'm going to bring Ashley and Michael out there. And Michael know how to drive. And he beat me driving. Getting my license. I mean, I know how to drive, but he beat me to getting a license. And Mom and Dad, same way. Y'all listening? I got your address already. I got it in the computer, my tablet. The time Brian went out there, so it's in Google Maps. So it's already in there, how to get to your house and all. I just need Uncle Harry's new address. And Aunt Diane, I'm going to bring them out there too. So if all of y'all listening, I'm going to bring Michael, his girlfriend, Ashley, and I'm going to try to get Donald. And probably do it when it gets warm outside. And I don't know when, so don't ask me when, okay? But it's in the works, okay, people? It's in the works, and I will give y'all a call. Don't ask me when, but it's in the works. So I love y'all. Live long and prosper. And now it's way, Donald, Michael, Ashley, Jessica, Myra, and Candace. And Jessica, Myra, Michael, Ashley, Donald, and of course Candace too. We love you. Live long and prosper. And may the force of God be with you and bless you. Bless everyone in all the states who are listening. Bless everyone around the country and the world who are listening. And everyone, have a safe new year. Let's bring this year in right. Let's make 2022 the best year ever. Hear me, Democrats and Republicans, the best year ever. Good night. Be safe.